Important observations on dating that will definitely help you in this interview, taken directly from the Dating Women radio show starring Doc Love, the man that interviewed thousands of women, asking them why they chose one man versus another. What Doc learned from women is taught to you on this podcast weekly, which was named as a top 30 dating podcast by FeedSpot in 2024.
Welcome to the Dating Women Podcast. Featuring the timeless coaching of Doc Love, the author of The System, better known as The Dating Dictionary, the book that has positively changed the lives of thousands around the world. Find out more at DocLove.com and enjoy your free podcast. A new fresh show is delivered to you every Saturday. Now, here is your host, Jeff Stevens.
In this talk, as I interview Doc, and this is 100% Doc, he talks about observations on dating, and I can best characterize this as getting out of your own head when it comes to dating, and it's immersive. He talks about what would happen if you had no fear in dating, embracing change, not being needy, and so much more. Plus, don't forget about getting a free 7-day dating course at DocLove.com/course, and check out other free content at DocLove.com, but also consider getting the book that's changed thousands of lives around the world at DocLove.com/system.
Actually, first, Doc, before we get into some emails and some calls, you have something from a loyal student.
Yeah, this is from my loyal student. His name is GT, and he has some observations. And there's about 7 or 8 of them here, so let's discuss them here. First one, girls will not make you happy. Happiness is inside you, not in other people or stuff you need to buy. What do you think,
Jeff?
There's
no doubt about that, because the thing about it is that if you're not happy with yourself and you can't be a secure, confident man, how is she ever going to be attracted to you long term?
She can't. So girls are going to make you happier. When you've already got happiness, they're going to add to it. But if you don't have it, she can't add to it to start off with.
Absolutely
very good
correct.
Observation here. Don't be wrong. This has been around, but I like the fact that he's got a bunch of them here. Two, if you don't change, you will stay where you are. There's guys who read my column. I had a guy the other day who sent me an email. I haven't got your book yet, but I read 150 columns at AskMen.com. He doesn't want to change.
Yeah.
And they say, well, $99 is too much. It's not $99. It's the commitment that you have to change. And right here it says, if you don't change, you will stay where you are. Or as we always said in sales, if you keep doing what you're doing, you're going to get the same results.
Yeah, and you know, the $99, this stuff's worth $20,000. Ask a divorced guy what his last marriage cost him.
That's all you can do. Find a guy who went through a divorce and ask him how much he's paying for child support, the house payment. Ask him what he lost. Ask him how long he was married. Ask him how good it was. And now she's in the arms of another man raising your kids. Now, you don't want that to happen, do you guys?
Now, he's 10 years older and got gray hairs.
Three.
And money problems.
What would you do if there was no fear? Can you imagine how your life would be if there's absolutely no fear in it? And you know what? I was talking to a guy yesterday. He bought the book, and this girl was following him around the mall, and he never turned around and asked her for the home phone number. And he says, well, I was nervous. As I said, if I gave you $1 million, could you turn around, introduce yourself, and ask for the home phone number? Oh, yeah. So in other words, you got the ability. And in the dating dictionary, I say no less than 100 times, you got to ask for the home phone number. And this guy has read the book 5 times. And to this day, why? Fear. If I got rejected by a female, she wasn't available. She's in love with some other guy. Relax. It's a numbers game.
There's a deeper meaning to this, too, and it kind of dovetails with number one, is that the biggest fear a guy has to get over is the fear of being alone. I think more guys, especially the guys that are on the softer side, they cause themselves more problems by getting dominated because they just can't be alone. And if a woman detects that you cannot be alone, and if she detects that you need her more than she needs you, you are a gone goose.
That's why you want your interest level at 85 and you want her interest level at 95. Because there's
you got to be able to walk. You got to be able to walk.
Yep, but she has to know it non-verbally. She mm-hmm. has to know by your actions. You don't play the game that way. Here's another item. The sooner you forget your old girlfriend, the sooner you will find a new one. Most guys, after a breakup with a girl, they think about her for months. It's normal after a long-term relationship to have emotions for that girl, but the sooner you forget about her, the sooner you will find a new girl. Be aware that the end is a new beginning, and it's time to move on. But the most important thing is this. We're not going to make the same mistakes we made with this girl. And that's what this show is about, and the dating dictionary, or as you guys call it, the system. That when you see the mistakes you made with this lady, you're not going to make them with the next woman. Because the women are all like women. And they all like confidence, self-control, and challenge.
And like you said before, Doc, it is a numbers game. So if you spend 4 months on the sidelines pining for the woman that, by the way, does not care about you at all. She's not thinking about you.
She doesn't remember your name, Jeff.
No.
She doesn't remember what you look like.
And
it's
you're
like,
pining
it's
away.
Like, it's like somebody you went to school with 40 years ago. They don't even know you.
Mm-mm. No,
okay,
so...
Here's another one. The more you worry about getting girls, the less success you will have. Neediness is a big turnoff for everybody. When you find something that you want too much, it lowers your value as a person. It means something is more important than you are. This is pretty good, huh? Pretty sharp. Great observation. Great observation.
That one, we don't even have to amplify that one. That just speaks for itself.
And here's the last one. Fear of change will prevent you from changing. People are afraid of change. I'm telling you, you got to memorize this book. You got to immerse yourself. You got to study this book. You got to read this book every night for 10 minutes. You got to pretend like you want to get a law degree in New York City for the state of New York, and 3/4 of the people don't pass the bar. Mm-hmm. How are you going to read a law book once and pass the bar? It's not going to happen. And I have so many guys that read it once, twice, or three times, but they don't study it. It has to be internalized. Then you will change. Then you will see the light. And when you get to the other side, when you get to my side of the fence, and then you say, hey, Doc, I understand the game now. I see exactly what's going on. It's like playing a chess game. I'm ahead of her 60 different moves. And that's what these guys do. They go 60, 80 moves ahead every time you move on the board. Well, you're going to be able to do that versus, gee, I wonder where I stand. I wonder if she likes me. I wonder what her interest level is. All that's going to be gone. But you guys got a problem. You got your high interest level, which is great to like somebody, but not to the point where you don't know what's going on. And second, you got the male ego. I don't go to doctors. I don't take directions when I'm driving. And nobody's going to tell me about women. Fine. We'll see you in divorce court.
Did you know we do regular video updates at DocLove.com/YouTube for free? Check that out for more content from Doc between podcasts. Next week, DWP 438 will feature why the guy is making a mistake by taking her on a trip too early in the relationship. And don't forget, you can get a free 7-day dating course, DocLove.com/course, and more great free stuff at DocLove.com. Plus, you should consider getting the system at DocLove.com/system. See you next week. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to the Dating Women Podcast. Thanks so much for checking out this episode. If you're enjoying the show, please feel free to rate, subscribe, and leave a review on your preferred podcast listening platform. We really appreciate that effort. Catch us every week on Saturday for a new episode. Until next time, this has been the Dating Women Podcast.